With SRN News, I'm Jason Weicker. Former President Donald Trump telling GOP donors in Florida this weekend, President Biden is running what Mr. Trump says is a, quote, Gestapo administration. And the Republican National Committee said after the event that joint fundraising efforts by the RNC and the campaign for all of April topped $76 million, by far the best monthly effort of his campaign cycle. In the meantime, South Carolina Republican Senator Tim Scott was at the fundraiser and later said, there's no question who will win in November.
One thing that is crystal clear, that the American people now having a contrast between 4 years of Joe Biden versus 4 years of Donald Trump, they're really excited to get back to the Trump years. And so I expect the election to be fair, and I expect Donald Trump to be our next president.
That audio courtesy of NBC's Meet the Press. Death toll in the flooding in southern Brazil, now at least 75. And in the Houston floodwaters, one death has now been reported, that of a five-year-old child. Also at SRNnews.com, President Biden's push to reclassify marijuana is his latest election year move to attract young voters.
Hoping to appeal to younger voters, the president has embraced a series of policies ranging from free community college to abortion access to student loan forgiveness. His latest move is a proposal to reclassify marijuana as a less dangerous drug. The Biden campaign is fighting to hold together the coalition that sent him to the White House in 2020. But he's facing stiff opposition from many younger Americans when it comes to his handling of Israel's war against Hamas. Greg Clugston, The White House.
In Ukraine, President Volodymyr Zelensky urging his countrymen in an Easter address to be, quote, united in one common prayer. This is SRN News. Make no mistake, Democrats go all in on abortion.
Former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says if Democrats win the Senate in November, they will vote to end the filibuster and will pass a law legalizing abortion up to the moment of birth in all 50 states. Speaking to MSNBC, Pelosi says, quote, abortion is a democracy issue. It's about freedom. It's about economics. And she says the key to the whole Democratic plan is getting President Joe Biden reelected this fall. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A proposed ban on sex change operations for kids failing in the Kansas legislature. Republicans were unable to override Democratic Governor Laura Kelly's veto of the proposed ban after two Republican lawmakers broke ranks and switched their votes. The bill would also have barred state employees who work with children from promoting transgenderism to youngsters. This is SRN News. Starbucks lowering its expectations for its full-year sales and profit following a disastrous quarter that saw a major slowdown in store visits around the world.
The Seattle coffee giant said revenue for the January to March period dropped 2% to $8.6 billion. It was the first time since the end of 2020 that the company saw a drop in quarterly revenue. Starbucks said a mix of issues impacted sales. In the U.S., the company saw a sharper and faster decline in consumer spending than it anticipated, while it faced rising price competition in China.
That is correspondent Jeremy House reporting. Shooting in the Los Angeles area has wounded seven people, four critically. In Long Beach, the police department says the suspects fled before officers arrived. No immediate information about a possible motive for the shooting. More details at SRNnews.com.